want to believe.
Hi, Frank.
Yes.
Hi, Frank. It's Nadine. I had a missed call from you. I was returning your call. Sorry, I was on the other line.
That's fine.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome. Awesome. So I wanted to return your call. How could I help you?
Yeah, so you know the map that when you pull up on Google, electricians near me?
Yeah, local map. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not on there.
Let me take a look. Give me 1 second here. That's weird. I found you on the second page, and just last week I was looking and I saw you on the first. Let me chat our customer service. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
So that way they can review your account, because I always like to check up on accounts periodically just to kind of perform a search myself.
Yep.
And I found, today I find you on the second page. So let me chat them because they need to review your account to see. Let me see. Let me go to other.
I don't know how long it's been like that, but it's like,
well, last week I saw it on the first page.
Well, it should be actually on the physical map.
Yeah, exactly. But I did see it on the first page last week. So let me chat them. Frank called in. Is not finding his Google business profile. Bear with me here. I'm just talking to myself on what I'm typing. On the first page, the local map, I did a search and found him on the first page. Please call him to review his account. Okay.
So when does maybe my, I don't know. Now I'm looking. I don't even know what I'm using to pay you. I have a...
I could tell you, it'll show me like what the last four numbers are. It won't show me like the full number because it masked it.
Yeah,
you want me to tell you what the last four are? It'll show me the last four.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Visa that ends in 6270.
Okay. So I'm looking at that one. And what day does my payment go out?
Your billing is always on the 11th of every month. So your next billing, it looks like it's going to be December 11th.
Okay.
So that's when so it's always every 11th of the month is when it does the payment.
So, yeah, but it's like the deal is to get me on that map.
Yeah, so that's why I chatted customer service, because I want them to review your account. I also notated on there that when I did the search right now, I'm not finding you on the first page. I found you on the second page. So I want them to review the account.
So around here,
what's going on with that?
And I had to go down probably 25 or 30 and like, no.
Are you searching? No. Are you searching from your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so remember when you're searching from your phone, right, it's going to give you the search results from the location on your phone, because you know how like your phone has the location on? So wherever you're at, and you might be in Carlton, I don't know exactly where you're at with your phone right now. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying?
I'm saying I should come up. I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Okay.
It doesn't have my business at all on that map. And okay. I see our competitors from up to 10 or 15 miles away. So, no.
Okay.
It's unacceptable.
Yeah, no. I agree. That's why I'm having them review the account.
Mm-hmm.
And I even did the search myself as if I was in Carlton. Because, see, when I'm on my computer, right, if I'm just typing in electrician, of course, it's going to give me by the location where I'm at, which we're in Fountain Valley. So that's not going to work. So I have to physically type in Carlton. So this way it pulls anything as if I was in that area, right? And I'm finding you on the second page. So I did the search myself. I'm not even seeing you on the first page. So I've also notated that as well so that they're aware. I even performed the search myself and you're not there. Okay.
Yeah.
So client support, I've sent the message so this way they can review the account and call you so we can figure out what's going on here. Because, yeah, you should be on the map on that first page.
For about a month and like, and of course we know people, right? And people find us.
Right, but still the whole point of on Google is because, you know, and I think you and I have talked about this, the arteries of the home for me is electrical, plumbing, you know what I mean? Those are the arteries of the home. If someone needs an electrician, they're going to call the guys on the first page. Right? That's where they're going to start and stop is on that first page. And that's where we need to ensure that that's where you're being found for multiple keywords. An electrician is the most obvious keyword that they utilize. So if I'm typing that in and I'm not seeing you there, then they need to review your account.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, I remember a while back, were you doing Google Guaranteed? Like a long time ago?
Yeah.
Are you still doing that?
No. That's $33 a phone call.
Yeah.
Hey, do you install chandeliers? Like, oh, yeah. It's like it starts at 300, goes from there, depending on the complexity of it. Like, okay, uh-huh. Well, that's $33. You get eight or 10 of those. You're out $250, $300 today. And you have it.
Yeah.
So you got to make $300. And so it's okay, but I do pretty good with the maps.
I think so, too. Yeah. And that's the thing. So Google Guaranteed, it's a great program, but, of course, yeah, if you discussed price or if you set up an appointment, it's considered a qualified lead. But, if you obviously
practical stuff, it's like, yeah, they charge you. Because I dispute stuff with them, and, like, you know, it's like anyway, you know what I mean? It's
I do.
It's okay, but it's not for me. Because there's too much money going out to the little guy.
Yeah.
You'll bring me phone calls from Fort Worth, Texas. Like, man, it's within 24 miles of you. Or like, your boundary is 25. And, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, no.
Yeah.
Too much money out because we don't even charge that much, really. I mean,
It's going to make sense, right? If it makes money, then it makes sense. But, and this is what I always consider with business owners, right? Let's say you charge X amount of dollars for a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your profit is not what you charged for the job. Your profit is once you've deducted the materials that you had to buy, you deduct your mileage, you deduct if you had to send a worker out there, or even if it's you doing the work, what are you paying yourself? What are you worth,
of course,
right?
I figure the way I look at it, it's the same deal with I'm basically replacing a journeyman, so he's $30 an hour, but the thing is, it's like, what do we got left? Because I had a deal last week with came in through this guy that works for me. And they were started $5,000 to relamp warehouses with LEDs and then change some lights in the office area. And the guy says, we got $5,000. I'm like, we're thinking we can get it done. And I told my buddy, like, it's just not happening for that number. And I was just like, come on, price it out. I'm like, well, you call the people and price it out. Like, you know, if you want a house, you got to do some of the work. And anyway, so finally
right.
did pricing out at about 72 plus tax, come out 78.
Uh-huh.
And then, so we go up, get it, get the lift over there, a couple thousand dollars in parts, right?
Right.
And then, this buddy, I told him, well, I'll give you a bigger percentage because you brought it in, and but it's after tax. And what
right.
he done, and like, yeah, we spent about, let's say, $3,000. So he's thinking there's $4,200 left. Well, yeah, there is, before you talk to the tax man. Because being a business owner, I got to pay 15 just on Social Security, 15%. Then I
yeah.
pay another 15 or so, or 20 for federal. Anyway,
uh-huh.
so out of the 42, we take off 30%, and then that brought it down to about 32, and I handed him $1,600, because if you're going to, you know, if I'm not deducting on you, then, you know, basically, this is spent money. And he got
yeah, I do.
2 days' work, which is great, you know, because normally he would get, well, $400 or $500, so he made more. But I made $1,600, but it went on my bookkeeping system. But yeah,
uh-huh.
people don't, I've got a lot of, I just told him that the tax man is not coming over to my house and taking my stuff. No.
Right.
We stay with that guy. You know, we just run it straight, you know?
Yeah. And you know, and that's the thing, I'll tell you, even when my husband and I, this was like 10 years ago before he got sick with cancer, we had a side hustle, right? We did catering. Mm-hmm. We did Santa
yep.
Maria style barbecue catering, taco,
mm-hmm.
you know, predominantly Hispanic food, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, we were booking big gigs, you know, and I remember my mother-in-law saying, wow, you guys are making a lot of money. And I said, not really, not really, because after you take into account what we spent on the product mm-hmm. of the food, right?
Yep.
What I'm spending on my mileage, driving to stores, what my time is worth, because
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing as far as prepping, making salsas, and all, I got to account for all that time, right?
Yep.
And then what it's costing me in electricity, in gas, because I'm cooking the food, right?
Yep.
After I take account into all of that, and whoever I took to help me, I got to pay them. Now, whatever's left over, I'm getting taxed on all of that. Right?
Yep.
So technically at the end of the day, and then what am I worth? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like at the end of the day, it's not a whole lot of profit if you think about it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, people don't understand, even in my business, I mean, all the wires, and so I got a deal for, to put in a stovetop for, you know, the power.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even now, everything's increased. In price.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be this long, but I'll spend just as much time going and getting the stuff and then assembling. So basically, we're going to put it in a steel flex. So
right.
basically, to make it legit, it's actually cheaper for me that way than by the cable,
uh-huh.
that Robex stock cable. They're proud of that stuff. And then, and it's better because you get a mousy roof. You ain't chewing through this. My stuff is guaranteed forever. And
yeah,
it's expensive. But, and then, look, the guy said, well, I'd like a permit. Like, and he's seen the, I got his stuff approved because he had a house flipper. And when
uh-huh.
we were doing the inspector, he comes back and said, hey, this car charger wasn't approved. This panel wasn't approved. And like, and it was like,
uh-huh.
you've got till this, he just said, I can't recommend Frank. I'm still standing there. I was just there to get my hot tub approved. And then he saw this other stuff with it,
uh-huh.
you know, like, that turned into a big deal. Well, it's good for me, and it's kind of bad for him because that was
right.
$500. Because basically, I just told him, look at this hole here. Like, I got to take this whole thing apart and get it, put it back together legit, you know? And,
right.
And then basically call, get a permit, get another permit, another $80.
Oh, my gosh.
On the inspector to show up 2 or 3 hours. It's like, yeah, there's just, and then, of course, my skill set, right? And then, like,
yeah.
But anyway, we got a lot of times people say, well, you wasn't there very long. I'm like, yeah, but I went all the way to Garland to find your breakers. I went to 5 different Home Depots because the supply house didn't have it. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't realize what I spend. I spend longer getting the parts than it does to do the deal.
To do the work.
Yep. You know, and it's like, it's got to be in there. You know? Because
yeah.
Yeah, even though maybe I'm doing the drive and my truck's paid for it, this and that. But the thing is, what if I got to send you? I got to pay you, you know? So it's just, yeah, but I understand exactly. So I do have a lot of sales. I'm running now close to 140, but time you take off what I paid out in, on my parts and stuff, hopefully I'll get it down to maybe 80 and pay tax on 80. That would be good because I don't even know.
Yeah.
It'll go where basically the bookkeeping tells me what it does. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we take y'all off for, you're about $3,600 a year. And yeah, we take that off. But I really don't, I'm very, frugal, I guess. And I take off money for my home, even though, well, it's paid for utilities, but.
Yeah, you still got to maintain it. You know what I mean?
You see, I've got to have the internet here for, you know, I got to do stuff on the computer once in a while. It's like, that's just your given. Everybody has to have that, you know, so they don't really mess with it. I've never been
I think it's funny when people are like that, you know, well, you're making a lot of money and that's all. How do you figure, like, if you've never ran a business, you don't know.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that plus $7,800, it was $600 goes to the state of Texas for sales tax. So out of 72, I just kind of facilitated. My guy went over to where we get light bulbs, those LEDs and whatever. And told me, yeah, your guy's here. Look, hey, Frank, you want to take care of this one? Well, yeah, I'm going to give you. I was in Austin, you know, so I pay for everything. But out of a, and I'm thinking, man, I don't know these people. And I'm going to lay out about $3,000 before labor. And I wanted half down. But they said, no, just do it. And I got it. They sent a picture of their big old checkbook, you know, the book guy. You know, and I take care of you as soon as it's done. Like, okay, whatever, I'll take a gamble. And out of $7,200 sale, I actually made $1,600. But that $1,600 is good. But, yeah, there's a lot of expense. And then I gave my... Because my buddy brought it in, and I have to be fair with people. Because my guy, you know, because first of all, he ain't going to do it for wages. So nobody's going to get any money. And so anyway, I just came up, gave him 16. I take 16, and I've got enough money left over for, so it looks like I've got a lot of money in my account. But a lot of that's tax money, you know. So I don't know. I may pay $15,000 in tax, or clean Social Security, or 20. I don't know. It goes weird. But the thing is, it looks better than, and then some of that money is my sales tax money for the quarter. Anybody commercial, they get charged. So I just go through my invoices, add it up, and there you go. And, that's the number because they've been to my house. They've come over here. The state of Texas is worse than the IRS because they'll come to right to your door or call you, whatever. And it's like, hey, I think you're like, I'm like, what? But anyway, time I was about a week late. My fee for, so I went over to the bank. I know I got to pay these people.
Yeah.
And they like cash. So I went to the bank, got $3,000. And then I figured, well, I'll have $400 or $500 left, whatever they want, they get. Hell, they charged me $500 for being about a week or two late. And like,
oh, my gosh.
They took almost all that.
I know.
Like,
you know, it's so funny because the government, when you owe them money, oh, they're taxing, right? They're putting all these fees on it. But when they owe you, it takes forever to get it back. And they don't put no interest on it.
It's just the world we live in. And I do pretty good with the tax write-offs. And I don't know. I've got my son-in-law does my stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, but it would cost... Well, even a small office might be $2,000 a month. Time you got your lights on and your whatever the hell they want, you know.
Yeah.
And you got two or three parking spots, and that's $2,000. So basically, we take off about $2,000 a month, or I don't know, $1,500. I don't know what he does really. So half the time, he just tells me what the number is. Look, man, can you get back there with that pencil and make some of that go away? I'm gonna play with my grand for a little while and. You do what you do, and I'll do what I do. How about that? I'm like, okay.
You're like,
and then
okay.
Then come back with another number. Yeah. I don't know how many letters he's told him I have, but evidently a lot.
You know,
I do have five or six. But you know, from what he told him, I probably have 50 letters. I don't know what. I don't know.
All
I want to know, will it go through? Like,
yeah,
you gonna sign
exactly.
It? And like, hell no, I ain't going to sign it. Like, will it go through? I'm like, yeah, it'll go. I'm like, all right, sign it up. Pay the people. And then, say, can I help people? I know one guy. Did about $300K a year in sales and whatever. You know,
right.
A little bit bigger prices and blah, blah. And like, and my buddy that is his friend or his family member, he says, man, he don't even file tax. He's like, it's better to lie to him than doggone not file, because then you're going to get on there. They're coming. And you got a $800,000 house and you're telling them you make $45,000 a year? They already know. You're lying. You can't even, it's just, no. Because one of my, my stepdaddy's brother was an IRS agent, and he would tell me, listen, he's a type of bitch. You mess with him, you'll be in prison. And you know, if you got a $35,000 boat, $45,000 truck, and a big ass house, and you're telling them you make $38,000 a year, they already know. You're lying. You know, there's no
right.
way you could even, you can't even stay even at that number. It, like, it's just not
no.
happening. And so
that's like a red flag.
So easy. Well, yeah, you gotta tell them something within reason. You can't just, you know, because they're funny. I tell you what happened to me. So I was out in California in the 90s, you know,
uh-huh.
in Silicon Valley. I worked at Google and all that kind of stuff.
We're
out of space. I'm top level electrician, right? And
right.
Of course, just the employee. Those are just names. We don't care. But I didn't follow my non-resident form for state of California.
Okay.
And they were getting irritated with me. They shut down all of my accounts. My Chase Bank.
Oh,
you know,
man.
My investment funds. All everything. And then I had to sign an agreement to pay them. And a monthly fee, they calculated what they thought I owed them. And then, I could test it. And then that's so far away. So I called the IRS. It's like 2005, maybe. And they said, we don't even have records going back to 96. And they're like, so we don't have that, you know, because I know I took a lot
of
with the IRS, and we're straight on the IRS. But then I had to just remember what I did that year as far as expenses, and then I filled out their bullshit, and I got all the money that I paid them monthly, I got that back. You know?
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
good for
I am
you.
I've had
some people just kind of back down, you know, Frank. They don't take the initiative to fight it.
Yep.
And but you know, good for you that you stay on top of it.
Well,
you know,
I was a. It's like this is I didn't file, but anyway, they wanted about $1,800. I was only out there, and it was just for the state part. And then of course the fees are never filing, whatever. And like it's so far ago, and. Chase was one of the only banks that does that. Like Wells Fargo, they wouldn't let them put a lien on my account. But anyway, they flat shut me down. And so, oh my God. But yeah, dealing with those people, it's better to file. That's all I can tell you, because it's like,
it is. It is.
Like Eric bullshit. Like, you know, maybe claim for years, I would, after all my deductions, and even though I'm making money, you know, maybe $40,000, about a little less than what I used to make working, but with a lot less time. And by the time I get through with the deduction, it might say I had income of $4,000. You know, but it's like,
yeah.
Well, they don't split you the first 5 or 6 years. And now that we've got it where it's pretty substantial, you know, it's just different. And then in our report, if it's written, they get paid. That's it. That's the rule. And like, I got a deal for them all to do that. Deal was, it's $2,000, but I'm gonna probably tell, hey man, why don't you write a check to my name, and I'll take it to his bank or some PayPal or wherever, and then check cash in place, and like cover cash, and then that's just my walking around money, you know. As you know, thing is, I show enough, you got to show income, but yeah, I'm getting, but it's like,
yeah,
and of course you can't do that with you know, the gas stations, 7-Eleven stores. It's like they're corporate people. They want paperwork. You know,
they want paperwork because they got taxes they got to pay too.
Yeah, they got to write it up. They're going to write that off. They
got to write. Yeah. they won't do it like that. But good for you, Frank. I mean, that's why you do well at what you do, you know? So.
And then, I just turned 65. And,
no way.
So now I've got, I got heart blockage, and then I've been having it checked, but they give me some medication, right? And they're saying, you gotta drop weight, and you gotta get your heart rate up. So now my deal is, last night at 8:30 at night, I'm at the gym pumping iron and walking on the treadmill and all that bullshit.
Okay.
So I'm coming because my wife said, you've always been a badass. Just go fix it,
Yeah.
And so I got a big old bag.
You gotta stay healthy.
So I hit the bag and I timed myself because to deal with a big old bag, it's really good for men, women, whoever.
Yeah.
It's good, and it, you can get used to, you gotta wear gloves to hit this thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You just gotta stay healthy and you gotta take care of yourself, Frank. Remember, you got number one is you gotta take care of yourself. As
that's
business owners.
Plan.
I mean.
Doing financial stuff and,
I'm
a stock market and I'm about to, but one of the things I've been talking to credit unions so I can get, for every 100 grand I put in for a year, I get like 4.2, which not a lot, but I'll take it. You put in 200K for a year, you're not going to lose money and you're going to get $8,000.
So exactly.
Stock market. Getting,
well, good for you.
I'm about to go out in the yard and insert some wire and go buy some crap, but whatever.
Okay.
Pretty low key. The advertisement, the money that we have that we need to make a little money. And it's like, I'm doing the business end of this thing. I'm not wiring anything, but you know what I mean? It's just, there's more to what I do than just electrician stuff.
Exactly.
But anyway, so then, appreciate your help and hope.
Of course.
I would
say I like to play it safe. I like to say within 24 hours, as soon as someone's available, they'll be looking at your account. But you have my number. Feel free and call me if you haven't heard from anyone. And then what I'll do is I can also set up like a scheduled appointment so they can, like a specific appointment for you.
Just fix it, while they're, when they're looking, even if they haven't talked to me, they know what I want.
Exactly. And I notated that as well. Okay. It's always such a pleasure speaking with you, Frank.
We've been doing this.
If I don't talk to you before then. I'm sorry.
And then I know one of them came through you that, it was $10,000 and for a panel and some circuits. And,
nice.
So basically you, thing is, that's the way it's supposed to work. But you know what I mean.
Right?
But
of course.
But it's like, if I'm not on there, it's not going to work.
Exactly.
Now I'm 25. I used to be, we just pull up like you would expect. I see CK Electric. I met him. He's on there, and he's local.
Uh-huh.
He lived within about 2 blocks. But during that COVID, he borrowed a bunch of money, opened up a storefront kind of deal. And his fence costs more than my car because he used to park in his house with a bunch of trucks, 3 or 4 trucks with 2 guys in each one. And then, and it's like a big old, so you can't see the truck because I went over there thinking one of my buddies borrowed about a $400 ladder and it never came back. And I thought, well, if I go over there and I see it, in fact, that may be something to do today. But anyway.
Yeah.
It just did come back. And then, I met him. We've been something at an apartment, a panel or something. And, he lowballed that the hell out of that one. It's like when everybody else is at 1500, he's at about 700. And, go out there. I come back from talking in the office to the property manager. Hell, there's 4 of them out there plus CK, and I never really met him in person, but nice guy. He's just a guy.
Yeah.
We don't, whatever. He gets his, I get mine. But it's like what amazed me was you got 4 guys and the owner. Hell, I would have just done that by myself. One person. And I could do it for a grand and walk away with, 600, but it like,
right.
Not really the number I'm looking for. Cause we just don't give those things away. And then, I'm thinking, oh my God, you'll barely break even on this labor and all these people here. And then, because when I walked up, one of the guys turned around and saw me, and I guess they'd seen the truck, and it's like, oh shit, there's Frank, because they're thinking I'm a lowball. And I'm like, man, you know, I don't know if you know it, but I like to make money too, and I mean,
yeah,
a lot. Because you leave power out, it's like that. It should sell, but and they have,
yeah.
Ride, but man, I'm thinking, wow, you're trying to keep four or five guys busy. You're groveling for bullshit. And like, the thing is, the deal is, you gotta price it right if you want to make money. You can't just
exactly.
Give it away because they'll let
no.
You.
They'll let you. I mean, they'll take it.
Oh yeah, I'm funny like that too. But it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's like. It's just like, it just kind of amazed me, and I'm thinking, because the friend that bought that ladder that used to work for that guy, he kind of fills in for him once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And it, so he tells me stuff, but it's like, hell, he said he sent $40,000 on his damn lake house. It's like, man, I don't know about that. The government's funny about coming back around and wondering what the hell happened
right.
To that money. You know, because, but they may not. I found out, hell, I could have got $600 a week. You just
yeah.
Tell them my business is off, but I'm not going to lie to those people. They can't come after you. You know,
they can, yeah.
I'm just, no. I'm going to do my thing straight because I don't like a lot of stress. It's like, I'm thinking,
no.
I don't want them coming up like, oh, by the way, I need $22,000 back. I'm like, oh, shit. No, it's like,
then you're like, oh, man. Yeah, no, that's
well,
why
yeah.
I hate. You do things the right way, and you don't have to have that stress, you know?
Yeah, because
so they should
that's
be,
why I don't. That's
yeah,
why I'm
they
not
should be contacting you soon.
Because, you know, I could do 3-4-story buildings. That's just what I was raised on, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Full stuff. But the thing
yeah.
is, sounds like I might have to be there all day. You know, like, man, I've got
you're
to kind of
that's
used to this late night lifestyle.
That's the perks of being a business owner. You can schedule your own hours. You can choose
right.
The ones you want to take.
Yeah,
so I hope you have.
Better. They, yeah, they walk off.
It?
They go.
Uh-huh.
I've seen 30 people walk out because we were. They there was a deal with. We were at the ship plant. I was like general foreman or something, and I hear about it. And something about the damn union steward and the owner, and I don't know. It's like, and all of a sudden, all these people are walking out. Like what? The hell are y'all
yeah.
doing? You know, and these are all people I've known for years. And then they tell me what was going on. And like, man, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know. And what are you going to do? It's like, I'm going to stay in here and fiddle around with this bullshit. Because it's like, yeah, to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in that. You know, but.
Yeah.
They do, the power of the group does have a lot of sway. And
yeah.
then they would come to me like, hey, these apprentices don't need to be involved. Can they stay with you? Well, yeah. You know, you'll do what
right.
you do. It's like it'll go where it goes. We may all
uh-huh.
get a promotion. We may all get fired or whatever. It, I don't even sweat it. You know,
right.
I know who I am. I'm the big dog. I'll get paid no matter what.
No matter what,
like,
yeah.
If I don't get paid here, I'll get paid somewhere else. It's like
exactly.
Today, you know, so I could give a shit look. And then, turned out, then, it all came to pass, and that guy kept his job, and he was a really good guy, I forget.
Yeah.
I think what it was, like, so we run overtime, different
mm.
groups. We got about 40, 50 people. And
yeah.
I guess he was irritated about, he had told some of the guys not to work the overtime or some shit. I don't know. Thing is, he went down the road. He shouldn't have gone down. That ain't his business.
Yeah, that's tough.
The owner was furious. Because we make a lot of money. We run a payroll of, you know,
right.
80 to 100,000 a week, depending on how many people we got, how many hours, all that bullshit. And I kind of agree with the owner, but the thing is, y'all kind of talked about this instead of going right to the termination word. You know,
mm-hmm.
you could have just told him, man, you're wrong. Call the union hall, have the business manager call him, tell him, hey,
right.
you're overstepping your bounds. You're
but
in the business.
They take it a whole nother route. Yeah.
Yeah, when he said termination, now all the men are stirred up and like, holy shit. No.
Yeah.
and the guy we work for is an ex-lineman union guy. So he knows,
uh-huh.
but he got his panties in a wad.
Oh, man.
You know, because just because you're the greatest guy in the world 95% of the time, that 5% when you're wrong, it may turn into,
uh-huh.
You got 40 fucking people just walked out of this whole factory. What the
hell? Oh, man. I mean, mind your P's and Q's, right?
Well, I mean, you know, he could have handled it better, but he let that redneck come out in him instead of the business.
Oh, boy.
You know, and the thing is, you know, I tell you, sometimes, you know, when I'm negotiating or something, I'm like, yeah, I did an extra $1,000 today. Not just what I normally get, but an extra $1,000. Like, how'd you do that? Like, I asked for it. But they don't know it's an extra $1,000. But the thing is, you're expecting them to want to whine and negotiate. And then they just say, yeah, come on with it. Well, then, but it's just a lot easier to get it through talking to people. You know, that's why I'm talking to you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so they should be calling you, if anything. I've already sent the message, and then so they'll be reviewing the account. And if I don't hear from you before then, Frank, have a Merry Christmas and a profitable New Year. I wish you many blessings, always.
Yeah, I've already been blessed. I could stop right now. You know what?
Right?
I'm going to, later this month, I'm going to start drawing attention from the union folks, like $670 a month, but I walked away with cash about 20 years ago with $120,000, and now that's about
$320,000.
So, but people say, well, the union gave you this or that. Look, they didn't give me shit. That's what we agreed to. And I did what I was supposed to do, and they did what they supposed to do, and it's just business. And I do respect the union folks and what they came for. You know,
exactly.
Because you could work 30 years for a non-union company, and if you don't save your money, you won't have none. You know, whereas,
that's true.
You know, it wasn't the best deal, and I know there's some issues with it. I tell people, like, out of 10 men, maybe 7 of them are really good guys.
Yeah.
And you got 3 just bodies, but guess what? We make money on bodies. You know, because I was in management. But we do, like, our costs plus overhead plus profit.
Right.
So sometimes we just need bodies. No matter, we don't really need you to get shit done. We need you for income. That's how that's the thing. We don't tell people that. I'm telling you.
Right.
But I was like, thing is, just because you're a management general foreman, I make like 15% more than the men. But I facilitate everything. I keep everything jealous. And I sell a lot of crap for somebody else. My boss, the owner of that redneck guy, he was off our Dallas operation. He was making, you know, 15 to 20,000 a week. Yeah.
Oh wow.
But nobody can roll a $2.5 million payroll deal that you got to roll for 10 or 12 weeks before you see that money. It was like, you better have a big credit line, otherwise it'll implode. And so to me, it's like, I mean, and you know, they were so scared of me. Like, so I deal with the industrial managers and all that bullshit. So, and he did a little bit, but they know me. They see me and my guys. I wear $50 shirts because I'm in a clean room and I'm not supposed to get dirty. But anyway, then, the thing is, he's making all the money, but I don't resent him because I made a bunch of house payments off him too. You know, but it's like, you know what
there
I'm saying?
You go. Like, I do.
Later, in 2000, when the New Year was going on, I did 85,000 that year, 20 something years ago, and I don't turn a screw. I just guys calm down, and, you know, help my guys take a break every 2 hours on the dot, and they go pee or whatever they need to do, and then dress back up in their damn, you know, the suits, the bunny suits, and all that.
Yeah.
And go in. And I tell them, take care of everything you need because I need you. I got you for about 1 hour and 40 minutes in between breaks. So don't play with me. Because
do what you
got
to do and then get back and let's get to work.
Yeah,
well, good.
Yeah, I don't care what you got to do, but it's, you don't give a shit. But when I need you for 1 hour and 40 minutes, you better be there. Or
give me your 100%.
You'll see me go from smiling to looking. When I'm not smiling and grinning and talking shit, you know, I've got a problem because I'm about to do something that you're not going to like. You know, when they get fussy, I had a line, they're like, you know, they get stressed out, the mechanic part, and they go on for a little while, and they're fucking give me all their damn complaints, and I just stand there listening, nodding, and shit. I'm like, you done? I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Okay. Well, what I see here is that you're not happy here, and I can help you with that.
That's
yeah. It. That means I'll terminate you so quick. Look, don't you give, you know, I don't talk a lot. I don't raise my voice. But if you're not really happy,
then we can fix it.
I can fix it like right now. I would a phone call. And the owner, if I call him and there's issues with whoever and I'm going to terminate, you know what he says? Look, man, I don't even know these guys. I wouldn't know them if I passed them in the hallway. It's
right.
Like, you don't like them? I don't like them. Just tell me what we owe the man for the complete day. And we'll just burn him. And then I have the big old boys stay with him. Like, kiss his tools and whatever. But you're not going to touch nothing in our computer chip factory. Because I got some big old bruises that love me. Because, you know, they got a kids and a little home, and they make $70,000 a year. And, they'll beat you half to death by pointing at you. Because they love me. You know, they don't mind doing their job. I mean, it's just normal electrician shit in the air conditioner. When it was freezing cold, it's 70 degrees in there. So I didn't even take a coat when it was like ice over here. And then, but you know what I mean. The thing is, some people some people, you know, there's a lot of people that they get jealous of here. They just running smooth. Everybody's getting paid and they're just not happy because you're successful.
Yeah. So, well, that's unfortunate. Well, but I'm going to be heading into a meeting. So. It was such a pleasure, though, talking with you. I always enjoy our conversations.
Yeah, well, I got shit to do all day today. You know?
I know. Unfortunately, I got a meeting.
My wife works for
another job. Right? Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Frank. They'll be reviewing the account, and then someone will be contacting you from client support, okay? Just to give you an update.
You know what I'm doing.
All right. Of course.
All right,
have a blessed day.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Right. Bye.